We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel Pete, a brand new comic coming in early 2026. Written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike Elger, Torque Arts Comics. Panel Pete is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure. Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics. This episode, we've got Brandon Gonzalez with us, DC comic talker on like all the socials, the DC comic talker.
Yeah, there
you go. On all the socials, links, and I'll have links to all that. But Annika's joining from home tonight because she wasn't here in my office with me today, and she wanted to join this episode. So she's with us from home. And then where are you coming from?
I'm actually coming from Modesto, California.
Modesto, California. So the other side of the country. Okay. We're in North Carolina.
Come on now.
Okay. There you go.
Lucas and Jeremy Renner. So
sweet.
There.
Have you been to Skywalker Ranch?
I have not.
Okay.
Weird enough, I used to be in construction and some of our jobs actually dealt with out there, but I never had the chance to do it. And I was like, why? I want to go out there and survey the area.
Right.
And they're like, no, because you'd nerd out too quickly. And
right. You'd be the one to, yeah, I'd be the same way. I'd get nothing done. Be like, ooh, look at that. Ooh, look at that.
Where's your couch? I don't know.
I don't know. What? You sent me here to actually do something? Wait. Oh, shoot. That's on my list one day when I get back to California. It's been
one
a while.
Day.
Yeah.
So that Northern California is where I want to go.
Yeah.
Or visit. I'm not moving there.
Nah, I wouldn't move here.
That's funny. So what got you into like comics, and give us a little background about yourself and all that?
So for me with comics, and especially DC, I grew up more of a DC fan. I'm not saying I don't dabble into indies or Marvel or everything. But mine was Batman, the animated series, getting into that a lot. I used to go to with my mom to her job, and she would bring all these little action figures and the little tapes that give you like the best of Batman or the best of Joker, little cassette tapes. And we used to play them, and I just sit there and play with my action figures, watch the truck drivers come in while I'm sitting there just like, yeah, I'm playing, you know, first comic ever is actually the characters I'm covering this month, which is JSA, which I actually have right here. JSA number one.
Oh, sweet.
It's my first comic I ever owned in my collection, and something I hold dear and near to my heart. I feel like for me, comics don't get better than that at points. And it's just a good story. This is kind of where I feel Johns was put on the map a lot, and I've actually appreciated Jeff Johns' work over the years. So that's kind of how I got into comics. Since then, of course, DC's my thing, always has been. But indies, I do love Transformers. I love TMNT. G.I. Joe, I've dabbled into a little bit, but it's sometimes like, yeah, not my thing, and I'll put it away. I'll try to, so a little bit, but then I get into like, I'd rather go back to Transformers, just put that away.
Right.
I'll sit there and read that.
I picked up the Silent Missions over the summer.
How did you
like six Silent Missions? I liked it. I was shocked when I read the first one. I'm like, wait, when I looked at the first one, because there's no words in them, you know. And then I tricked my oldest daughter. I was like, here, read this. And she's looking at it, and I'm like, well, what'd you think? And she's like, so confused. It was so funny. But I actually enjoyed them. There was like a run of six of them, I think, but they were pretty good. Very easy to read. I will say that. but yeah, I dabbled in, you know, like you, I was like, DC was my first, like, got me into it, I guess, was like the 89 Batman movie and, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a little bit of like the movies, like a cassette tape, you know, of cartoon movies you'd pick up here and there of a collection of just random cartoons.
I used to be like that where I only had the tapes. And then when I started making my own money, I was like, you know, I'm just going to buy the whole series and then sit there and just watch it. And I still do. Those shows are still like a yearly watch for me. I will put them on
just
in the background. And even while I'm editing, or if I just want to sit down and watch something, I'll watch Batman. Justice League was actually kind of like my first, like, I actually watched from when it started till it ended. And just fell in love with the characters. And I think that's where I actually grew more appreciation for the JSA for certain episodes, like the Legends episodes, and then Unlimited brought in JSA characters too that I enjoyed.
That's awesome. What got you into making content?
So for a while, I actually ran a podcast called Comic Talkers. It was something I did for about 4 years. And just this year we ended. It was something that I enjoyed doing, but I feel like too, a lot of us kind of grew out of, you know, we kind of grew out of it and we were kind of getting busier with our lives. And I still wanted to do content, but I think my thing was is not to go overboard with it, if that makes sense. Like I wanted to still make stuff and enjoy characters. But I feel like one of the biggest things for me when it comes to that is I get people watch movies and everything like that, and they go off the movies as that's the Bible. That's the Bible for superheroes.
Right, that's the canon. It's the only canon allowed.
And I don't really like that. I was just like, you know, it's, you know, I get it. It's entertainment. There's stuff from the comics from there, but it's not the gospel. It's not what is canon in comics.
It's just a version.
Exactly. And I feel like that when people dive in, and I've seen some of my friends get into comics more, and it's one of those things, like there's so many characters you can relate to. Like The Question is one of my biggest ones. And a lot of people don't even think about that character. It's just, he's there. He's in the animated series, but there's a whole wide world that you can go in with The Question, you know? And so I wanted to really explore that and share that with people and really do to get people into it. I think it's more of my thing is share my love and to gain knowledge too and learn from.
That's been something that we've done is been, you know, we started this, you know, as like just something fun to do. And I started a work podcast in January of this year. Uh-huh. And it was like very corporate and very like 10 layers of approval for everything. So it was like, and then Annika comes in here one day. She's like, I want to be on the podcast. I'm like, yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Don't have it happens.
And she's like, well, let's do something. I was like, well, okay, we'll pick something. You know, we'll do it. And she's like, comic books. I'm like, sold. Let's do it. So I've always liked comics and I've dabbled in them. Not as much as, you know, we are now and as serious as taking it as seriously. But she discovered them. It's coming up on a year. Next month will be a year ago. She discovered comic books and her readings just, you know, skyrocketed. And I was like, okay. And then, you know, a couple months later, she's like, I want to be on your podcast. I'm like, she's like, comic podcast. I'm like, okay, let's do a comic podcast. So I like literally set up a table, had a cheap webcam or maybe an iPad. I think we just set up an iPad. I'm like, you know, hit play or record and, you know, I use the same software that, you know, Riverside, right? So I just like, okay, let me just try it. And recorded an episode, and I'm like, okay. And then it was so much fun. It was something for her and I to do together. We were already buying weekly comics together and reading them, so we're showing those off. And, you know, we don't go too deep. We don't go too serious on, like, you know, the mainstream stuff. We'll talk about it a little bit here and there. But we're more of just like, I think we could scratch the surface of, you know, the mainstream. But then I started doing these interviews with the creators and I was like really nervous when I did my first one and it turned out phenomenal. And I got to really meet the like indie creators behind the scene, you know? And I really loved, I'm loving that aspects of it. So now I'm, you know, we've had people like yourself on that are just creators themselves. We've had, or, you know, content creators, in, you know, artists, writers, lawyers, like, you know,
so many like, people,
so many different people. And, you know, we have, our list is still going, thank you know, luckily. And it's been so much fun just getting inspired by the community and just learning the whole other side of comic books. So where, yes, I read Marvel. Yes, I read DC. Yes, Thor is my favorite, you know, but there's so much other good stuff out there, you know, to get into.
And I agree with you. I think that's why I love doing like the fan interviews when I go out to cons and I'll go out there and talk to people. And even though that board is, can be a pain in the butt because I'm sitting there trying to string it on my back and everything and try to walk around with it and it'll just break off. And it's like, come on. Like, but those interviews are so fun because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what's going to be said. And sometimes it could be cosplayers and diehard fans, but it could be anime fans. It could be Marvel fans that come in and want to do that. And it's just fun to interact with them and talk with them about their love for not only just DC comics, but comics entirely. And just to see, because my opinion might be different than yours. So it's kind of like, I want to see that more. And I used to do it for the my original podcast, and it was my buddy's idea who came up with doing the interviews. We go to cons all the time. And doing that, it was so fun because at first I was nervous because I always hate showing my face at points because it's one of those things like, that's why when I do my content creation, like literally, like that's why I do voiceovers because I'm like, I don't want to stare at a screen and try to tell you about this character. Let me show you by this art and doing that. And trying to do that more, like I show my face with the interviews and I do like certain videos where I show my face, but I'm more comfortable in a two-person environment or more than it is for me to be in by myself because I always judge harshly when I record and I'm
like, I've struggled doing the self this by myself content where I tried like two episodes I did so far where I've like read a comic book or tried to show off a comic. I'm like, I can't get it. I did start last week, her and I, we started playing with like the green screen on TikTok and we were having fun with that. And like, what was it? Sunday, like it took me 2 hours, but I made that Stephanie Phillips, you know, Daredevil video. It took me like 2 hours to figure out. I ended up double posting it somehow. I don't know. I'm still learning, but yeah, I'm struggling with that self content as well. And but I definitely need you and I need to talk because I've got to step up my live game for in person.
And I'm new for that. I have my group that I usually do it with. We're going to start doing like book clubs soon. We're going to take a comic and discuss it. I think the first.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're going to do the Action Comics 775 first, which is the first appearance of Manchester Black in comics. And we've talked about that. We've even talked about like comics people tend to not forget about. Like there was a Two-Face, an amazing Two-Face series who came out the last year and a half. And people, I don't hear a lot of people talk about it. And we were like, well, why not? That's like Batman up for Two-Face. And it just sets you in that whole tone of two different personalities. And it's just why not talk about it in a live where we can actually have people's opinions and stuff and have fun.
Yeah.
I can't show camera on my phone because my screen's all cracked up. So every time I see, they're going to see like, I look like a monster.
Oh, that's funny.
With lines down my face, but doing voiceovers and just talking it over with people and enjoying it. It's just fun to talk about different books.
We're going to start doing conventions, like getting a booth at conventions next year. And so I want to step up. I got to figure out something to do live, you know, from the booth kind of thing. And I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah. If I can help in any way, let me know. Cause we used to,
I'll definitely reach out to you.
Yeah,
we'll chat
all the time. And so trust me, I totally understand.
And it's like, it's weird that I still have reservations about it. Cause like I had reservations about doing podcasts, right? Like a year ago, you telling me I'm going to be on camera and, you know, in front of a microphone, like you're crazy. It ain't me, but now I thrive in it.
And that's the same thing with me, vice versa. I was always on screen with others. And now talking about making content like I do now, I was like, there's no way. And then now I'm learning it and teaching myself how to do it more and more. And now others are coming, like you and a few others. Now it's like, teach me. I'm like, okay, I'll teach what I can.
Hey, we're all in this together. That's, exactly. You know, that's my motto. Like, exactly. I'm here. I want to give a voice to the community, right? Exactly. That's like, be my motto, our mission or whatever. You know, I know I don't know everything. I know I'm not the best at any of this, but we're having fun. I'm getting to hang out with my kid, you know, to do something fun. I'm meeting incredibly cool people, and we're all learning, and we're all here to support each other. There's no room for the hate and all the crap that goes off.
But. And I agree. Like, you know, doing, like I said, even with the fan interviews, like I'm still working on the edit because there was a lot of audio problems, but I got to meet the one and only Mark Waite. And doing an interview with him, one, I had to get over my giddiness first because I'm like, hi, Mark Waite, how are you doing? You know, sitting there being a nerd. But I just really loved talking with him. He just really cared. I'll give you guys a little sneak peek. He did do the blind ranking board.
Sweet.
But he did pull Batman and he put it back in and said, that's too easy. And dropped it back in the bag and chose somebody different. It was really weird because I've never had anybody do that. And when he did, I was like, even my buddy was looking at me like, did he just do what I think he just did?
Did he just cheat in this game?
But hey, at least he was like, because all the other characters were more obscured. And he was just like, I'd rather challenge myself. And so when he chose the last member out, he's like, okay, I'll keep this. And just went down the list. And he pulled 5 out of the bag. He didn't do the 1-1-1, you know, and rank them blindly. He took them all the bag. And so my buddy was looking at me, he goes, you're going to allow us? It's Mark Waite.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, right? Like, let it be.
Right?
It's like, it was such an honor to meet him. And I sat there and talked with him for a good, at least 15, 20 minutes. Nobody was at his booth. And we just sat there and talked. And just love and getting to meet people and getting to, and then that's what sparked more people to want to do interviews with me there at that con. It was just a lot.
Yeah, it's like a snowball effect, right? Exactly. All right, what's your favorite Batman?
Okay, so we talking movie Batmans?
Any of them.
Okay.
Or one of each. I don't care.
Okay, so.
You can cheat any way you want. I don't care.
Movie. I'll start with movie. I'm probably going to be pretty. Well, it's not pretty blunt about it, but I do like Christian Bale's Batman. That's
very good.
Where I fell in love with the Batman character more. Kevin Conroy is always going to be my number one, but movie wise, Christian Bale was like my if I can't have Kevin, it's going to be
okay. All right.
Comic books. This is where things get a little difficult because I do like a lot of versions of Batman through comics. So I'll challenge myself. I'm going to go outside and do an Elseworld story. I do like Red Sun's Batman. I do like that whole concept of Superman, kind of like Superman in the regime of communist Russia at the time, kind of being, you know, the downfall for him. And now instead of him being a hero, he's becoming something totally different that can damage the government there and everything like that. It was intriguing to see that. It was just a different twist for him. Batman Ego is another good Batman. I enjoy the whole conflict of Batman and Bruce Wayne sitting at a table and talking. There's so much Batmans you can go into that.
Right.
Just, there's so much love for the character. Over the years, and this might be a hot take, I've learned that I don't so much love Batman. I love the Bat family more than I like Batman itself. I'm a big Jason Todd fan. I'm a big Dick Grayson fan, you know, and going into those more, I've grown an appreciation for that. I think that's also why I like Dick Grayson's Batman for a while when him and Damian were Batman and Robin. And just, I just love that concept that it was not just father and son, it was brothers. And doing that with each other just always was a fun way to do it.
That's awesome.
So question for you guys, who's your favorite Batman?
Yeah. Well, so movie-wise, like when I was a kid, of course, it was Michael Keaton, right? You know, that was my first real introduction, you know, Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholas, you know, as Joker, and like just an amazing movie. Then a little bit of the animated series. So far, as far as comic I've read The White Knight, which I thought was a really interesting take on the Joker. The Batman was okay. You know, Batman was Batman in that. The Absolute Batman is absolutely fantastic right now. Like,
no,
I know it's new, but like, it's got to be high up on the list. The Broke Batman is pretty awesome. And then the Hush 2 series I'm reading, mm-hmm. The current one that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that one's all right. And then I guess the other Batman that just came out too, just Batman. There's 3 issues out, I think. I've read the first 2. That one's decent so far. I'm really interested in this Joker issue coming with Absolute Batman. See what they're going to do with that.
So funny enough, when it came to Absolute, it was my friends who got me talked into reading it. At first, I was kind of like, I'll just read a little bit. I want to kind of see what I hear about it. And then reading Absolute Batman, I was on a beach just sitting there reading that and BCKO number 1 on the same day. And all of a sudden, I was like, what's going on here? Like, it's like, well, DCKO made me cuss on the beach because I wasn't.
Yeah, I did not enjoy that one, really. I read it a few days ago.
But just having that, it was such an intriguing take for Batman. Like, you can always go Batman Who Laughs, and I think that was kind of one of the better little twists that they did with him. I didn't like what came after with the whole, we got a Doomsday Batman, we got a Wonder Woman version of Batman, and Aquaman. It's just like, okay, this is just going too much.
Too much.
Like,
yeah.
Just get me Batman Who Laughs. That was such an intriguing take. Leave it up. And
I haven't read that one, but I've heard a little bit about it. I got to read it.
It gets a little weird. I'm not going to lie. Like, Snyder's good at writing Batman, but we can all admit he does get a little weird at points when he does his
thing. When I first read Absolute, the first issue, and like, he shoots Alfred, and Alfred's is like a really badass mercenary instead of, you know, just the butler. I was like, this is crazy. Where are we going with this now? Right. I don't know if I should say it now, but I was going to give you a trick or tip or, you know, an inside note. So the A in AJ stands for Alfred. That's my first name. So I've always been a Batman fan because of that. And I used to tell, like, people would ask me what the A stands for, and I'd say, well, it's Batman's butler. And if they didn't know who that was, we didn't need to be friends.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, I also have a question for you guys now, because now I know that with the Alfred part. Who's your favorite Alfred that we have seen? Either live action or animated or whatever it may be.
I loved the one in the Michael Keaton ones, like 89, you know, in the 90 Batmans. He was really good. Just a classic actor, you know, old school actor. The guy that played it in the Christian Bale Batmans was really good too.
Right there, Michael Caine.
Right. He did. I've never seen a bad Alfred. You know, like, I don't know that I've ever seen a bad Alfred.
Yeah, because like you have, I think, like, I didn't care for Michael Irons playing Alfred in the Justice League movie and Batman Superman. I was like, it's there.
Okay, like, yeah,
I can never get past him playing Scar from Lion King, let alone now you're playing the nice guy. It's just like the new Batman. So the new Batman's Alfred is Andy Serkis, who's Golem,
right? So that's like, a little weird.
Yeah, it's like, you can't sit there. Every time I saw him in theaters, I was like, you know, I'm sitting there like,
yeah, Gollum. Yeah, Andy Serkis does not belong on camera, like, without CGI.
Yeah, well, he's roller CGI, I'm fine. Like,
right.
Well, he played a decent Claw in Black Panther. I didn't mind him in
Black Panther.
But he still had CGI on him. He still had the robot.
Yep, he did. That helped, right? Yeah, I do agree, though. Those are not lower on the list, for sure.
Now, what about you? What would you say is your favorite Alfred and favorite Batman?
My favorite Alfred is my dad.
Yes!
I mean, he was the first Alfred I ever met. I mean, like...
Oh, that was great. I'm so glad I have that. I'm recording when you're 16 and I can play that back.
We'll post that. God, we can post that on the same day, AJ. We'll just sit there now. There's double proof you said it.
Right?
Anyways.
5 years from now, you remember that time you told me I was your favorite Alfred?
Right? And it's on camera. This is fantastic. This will be a reel next week, I promise.
Yeah, which I'm editing.
Yeah.
We'll see. You didn't edit any for me this weekend. She did start. We'll go back to the question. Yeah, exactly. You're getting a copy.
I'll take care of it. I'll send it your way.
She wanted to start. I was in here editing, you know, reels one day, you know, like usually every Sunday I edit a lot all day. And she's like, I want to try one. I'm like, okay, go for it. You know, get a break. Right. And, she did really good. I taught her a couple things in Riverside, and then I logged in on her computer in the office in, you know, her room over here. And she made 3 or 4 for me that day. It was awesome. But then yesterday, it's only Monday, she didn't want to make any for me. So
I forgot. I just wasn't in the mood.
All right, Annika, we derailed, but I appreciate the derailment.
No, trust me. I don't care. Like, that's the stuff I love.
Who's your favorite Batman that you've seen?
So I haven't read a lot of comics that Batman was in. Probably the one from the Harley Quinn animated series.
Ooh, okay.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a certain episode, and it's hilarious. I forgot which episode it was, but
describe what happened.
Okay, so he's sitting on a couch eating ice cream because he got dumped by someone, and it was hilarious. Yeah, and he just like wouldn't get up. No, like actually, you need to watch that episode. It's hilarious.
What season was that? Because I might have not gotten there yet.
Don't know. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll check after the episode.
You can check later. It's fine.
Yeah.
I thought she was explaining the plot for Lego Batman there for a second, because I thought...
Okay, Lego Batman was really good, too.
It was. I'm now never that denying one... that movie. That movie is a great movie. I watch it.
He is great. Grumpy Lego Batman is fantastic.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
Amazing. You know, we do, and you followed us, so I appreciate it, but I do a movie podcast on the side, and literally we did that with Semi-Pro. We watched Semi-Pro because Will Arnett's one of the announcers in that movie, and my buddy, he's watched it with his kids, he watched them Lego Batman the next day, he goes, man, I can't get past that, like, all I hear is his announcer voice from Semi-Pro, I can't get
that
griming, I'm like, and I sat there and watched it the next day, too, and I'm like, yeah, I can't get past that either. Like, it's so creepy.
What did you think of the Superman movie this summer?
You know, I'm still going to say this. Do I think it's the best Superman movie ever? No. There's still works to be done with it. Do I feel James Gunn, this should have been his first movie? No. I feel like there was others that he could have done. In this universe a little bit more. It's just because I think I've been on that trope of we've gotten so many Batman Superman movies within the last three decades that it does get a little too much. And it's just like, why do we need to focus on mainstream characters? Like how he introduced like Guy Gardner and Hawk Girl, even though I didn't like Hawk Girl in the movie, I kind of got annoyed with her character a little bit. But Mr. Terrific, like having those odd characters come into play, even Metamorpho, like I thought those were like, that's what I see with James Gunn. I could see James Gunn doing stuff like that. Do I think it gave us our best Lex Luthor portrayal? Yes, it did. I do like Nicholas.
It was very good, yeah.
I love Nicholas Holt as an actor, period. And when he was announced for Lex Luthor, I was like, okay, I'm curious. And when I watched that, I was just shocked. I was just like, wow, he did such an amazing job here. And Superman, I enjoyed the film. I have it. I have it in my own collection, everything. It just, I feel like there's still stuff to learn. And I do feel like it can, I'm hoping we get the second one with the whole Warner Brothers situation with them almost right. selling, and we don't know what's going on yet. I hope we get more, but I'm kind of like, I want to get other characters before we get another Superman film in the future.
I think it was a huge step forward in the Superman yeah. universe.
Agreed.
As far as quality of movie. I thought it was a huge step. I don't think it was perfect, but it was good for a huge step forward.
Like, yeah.
That's a good way to put
especially
it.
Especially after the whole, like, I love Henry Cavill as Superman, but the writing for those movies do get a little wonky.
Right.
But those, yeah, the whole Superman getting, and I feel like James Gunn, like, one of my favorite things in it is he has Christopher Reeve's son in the movie as one of the reporters. He is one of the reporters for them. And just to see it, it's just like you can tell he has that love for Superman and he has that love for old movies, everything. It just showcases his love for these characters more and more. And
have you read Absolute Superman?
I have not. I actually have the first volume right here. I enjoyed it. I
have the first volume. I haven't read it yet, but when I discovered recently, because I'm horrible at this game, that Jason Aaron wrote it, I was all over it because I'm a huge God of Thunder series fan. So,
I have you been reading his TMNT runs that he was doing there?
I haven't read those.
Like it's not as good as like The Last Ronin. It's not as good as some of the other stuff IDW was doing for a bit, but it's up there. Like I actually have enjoyed what they've done with it.
The Godzilla versus Thor this year was probably the best comic I've ever read. And I don't know why. And I think it's just nostalgia because I read, you know, the God of Thunder series, you know, when it came out and I had them, right?
Right.
And that, you know, I was reading stuff, and then I got that and I read it and I'm like, okay, this is like, because it just threw it back. There was tie-ins to the God of Thunder series. So it was 100% probably fan
you
service
bought,
to
like,
me.
10 copies.
I did. I bought every cover there was. Well, probably not like the too many variants, but you know, but I bought all the main covers.
All. Keyword. All.
Just like you get, see, Annika's first comic book was Harley Quinn. And that's what she found. She's like, what is this? I'm like, it's a comic book. She's like, can I get one? I'm like, get a couple of them. She got two. I think within 3 or 4 days, she had like 50 because I just bought them for her because, you know, anything to get her to read, right? And go ahead.
My mom, Annika would probably love my mom because that's how she got into comics. So I've always been a proponent of parents getting, you know, having like something like that. I think that's also what sparked me to do my content. Because my mom got into Batman the Animated Series with me, and that was her introduction to Harley. And she is obsessed with Harley. Anything Harley Quinn, she's got to have. I took her to one con only. I've only taken her to one. And when she sees the first appearance of Harley Quinn, she goes, I want it. And then she looked at the price. Oh, I'm never coming to a con ever again.
Yeah. Those first appearances can get expensive.
Well, yeah.
Like what's the first appearance of Harley running?
I believe it was Batman Adventures. So it was off the Batman the Animated Series. I can't remember the exact issue. But it's a famous cover with Batgirl, Poison Ivy, and Harley Quinn in the background. I can't remember the exact issue number.
We have the facsimile for it, but we don't have the actual.
Yeah, like when I saw that, even at cons go higher and higher, like I had the first appearance of Darkseid, and I paid, I think it was like $200 for it. It was from my boss, and he didn't know what he had. He says, give me the whole collection. I'll give you, it was a whole bunch of Mr. Miracles by Jack Kirby. and including the first appearance and Darkseid. And he's like, give me like 200 for all of them. It's like, you sure you want that? Like, that's expensive. And he goes, yeah, I don't want them. And I'm like, it take my money now. Like, I'll just walk off.
Right.
He had me look in all his other collection and everything. Like, oh yeah, if you want any of these, I'm like, he had like the first appearance of Galactus and Silver Surfer. He had a lot of stuff that I was like, man, you don't even want to know what landmine you're sitting on right now. Like, these are fantastic. And he goes, you're DC though. It's like, doesn't mean I don't dabble into Marvel. Like, I know some of these first appearances. Do you collect any of them? No, because I don't want to spend that money.
Yeah, we saw a couple first appearance of Thors last weekend. You know, one was $8,000, one was $10,000.
They were only a little bit out of our budget.
A little bit, yeah. Okay, get a job. Jesus.
I'm trying to be nice.
I know. You gonna get it for me for Christmas, Sonic?
Yeah, you want to give me some money?
No, not for that. Not that much money.
I got like a dollar, maybe.
What's one thing, like, you've got a fan base, right? So what's one thing you've learned from your listeners that you enjoy?
And that's a good question to ask, because I feel like with me, when it comes to that, it's like I said before, everybody has a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
How characters are looked at or perceived. Like, I work a lot with a lot of content creators, Talking Geek being one of them, so shout out to him, and also on the Comic Tour Guide. And our lives, we always have different opinions and how we look at something. I feel like sometimes, you know, I've learned from my fan base that sometimes doing more obscure characters and doing things like that is better than doing more prominent characters. But not only that, I'm trying to find the right way to say it. It's like, you know, you always take into account what they want and what they want to see from us. And for me, like, I look at the views, I look how everything looks at comments, and having that moment where you just sit there and you go, okay, maybe something doesn't work. Yeah, it's downgrading to like me, because I love that stuff. But I feel like sometimes I've learned too, it can't just be my content and what I want to do. Yeah, I have to have the passion for it. But I also want to challenge myself and learn what others love. And I feel like that's a lot what I've learned from the fan base, is that sometimes having that and learning what others want is more important than what you want.
That's great advice. You know, that's something we've dabbled in a little bit. I do enjoy getting the comments where people are like, are the message like, hey, you're doing great. We love your stuff. I'm like, oh, wow, thanks. You know, that actually means a lot to me.
Right.
You know, and I've had a couple hater comments and I'm like, whatever. I take the Gary Vee approach. I don't care. So, you know, hate me all you want. I'm still going to do it. You know, you just hate me because you're not doing it. So.
Right. And I think everybody's different that way. Like, you know, I used to be like that too. I used to really not like that. If people are not going to like my content, they're not going to like it. But sometimes it's a matter of just listening to them and seeing where they're coming from. And sometimes even though, like, I've had comments, like, especially my DCAU stuff that I was doing for a bit, like, I didn't know that, or people don't realize that, or I didn't know this director or writer had some say in that. And it's like, yeah, they did. It showcases a lot of stuff that people... I feel like I've learned even more people like trivia stuff, and having that moment with them to really talk about like background stuff and all that people don't tend to know. It's fun because then you get more reactions and you see what others feel.
Yeah. I love the trivia part, and Annika does too. That's her favorite part. And, you know, doing this and that,
like,
and trivia questions.
People.
And, you know, sometimes the trivia repeats and I'm like, I was really worried about that to start with, but I'm like, you know what? That's actually okay, because opinions can change, or, you know, new person's going to see it. You know, it's like, it's perfectly, you know, okay for that to, you know, repeat and have fun with. And then Annika has it. So do you have any other questions? Do you have questions for us? You want to ask some questions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we got a few questions for you. So, I know you guys, I've seen you guys be Batman fans through your content and everything like that as well. Who's your favorite Batman villain?
Villain? Well, I know Annika's.
Wait, is Harley Quinn considered a villain?
She's an anti-hero. More,
yeah. If you talked before Snyder's New 52 run, I would have probably given it to you for villain, but she's not really a villain a lot anymore. She's an anti-hero.
Yeah. I was about to say, she's going to pick Harley, but she's more of an anti-hero. Villain, I mean, I have to go, you know, Joker.
Okay.
For, you know.
Yeah, Joker is mine. It's a classic.
That's the first one I remember, you know, is Jack Nicholson being dumped in the thing and wiping his face with the makeup, you know. The laugh, the chatterbox and chatter teeth. And,
you ever gloves with the devil in the pale moonlight? Like, just
exactly. Where does he get all those wonderful toys?
Yeah.
The classic. But definitely the Joker for me. If I had to pick one, that'd be it. All right, Annika, who is yours?
Joker, because it's like a classic.
Oh, okay. You're picking Joker too? And Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill voiced the Joker.
I remember running into Mark Hamill at a con. It was Fan Expo that goes around all through the United States. And I was there to meet some Star Wars people. I got to meet Ahsoka, the girl who voices her. Rex Stein and Hera. And we were actually there. We got tickets to go meet the Hobbits from Lord of the Rings. All four
Lord
of them.
The Rings,
we got to be on the panel with them and stuff. But sweet. I remember going to Mark Hamill. He was there. I was like, oh, I'll go see. And I saw how much he charged. And I was like, ain't going to happen. Like, that's my paycheck and a half. Like,
yeah.
I can't do that. Like, there's no way. And but then I got to meet Carl Weathers before he passed. It was about a few months before he passed away. And so everybody was talking Star Wars with him. I remember going up there and I was like, I got you. And I was like, I want you, Italian Stallion. And he just went off the whole Rocky bit with him. One of my favorite moments I ever had at a con was with him.
That's awesome.
And doing that. But yeah, going back to like Mark Hamill's Joker absolutely is iconic to me. Again, I kind of always put on the fence of depending on who's writing him, if he's a villain or not, because he can be turned. I do like Mr. Freeze. I'm a huge.
I was noticing that in The White Knight. He's not a villain in The White Knight.
No.
And I was like, okay.
And I always feel with me too, when it comes to that, I always feel that if Batman funded or Batman did something to help him, I don't think he'd be a villain. I always feel like if Batman said, hey, let me help, I don't think he'd be a villain. And we've seen that multiple times where Batman has helped him, you know. But if I had to go pure villainy, is Rage. Ra's al Ghul, to me, is one of my favorite villains of all time. Every time I see him, he's more calculated. He is a image of Bruce as a villain. You know, like, he is, what if you were still Bruce, but you were a villain, not like the polar opposite like Joker is. You know, Rage is just one of those people that I just love, and that he's just very meticulous about every little thing he does. And I'm not a big Bane fan. I'm not a big Riddler fan. Even though I like Riddler. He's not my go-to villain. Rage has always been my go-to. And then Clayface would be another one I think people don't give a lot of credit to. And he is a
creep. Yeah, he's been underrated. He is amazing in the Harley Quinn series.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you guys can see right here, but I actually got to meet Ron Perlman, who voiced him in the Batman the Animated Series. And I just met him at this con about 2 months ago. Met him, and it was really cool because a lot of people didn't go up to him because of Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy. And so when I met him, I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. I'm meeting him for either Slade from Teen Titans, or I'm meeting him as Clayface from Batman the Animated.
So you said people didn't go see him because
they went up to him. It wasn't that. What I mean is that they went up to see him more for Hellboy.
Or Sons. Gotcha.
Yeah. When I got to meet him, I was like, I want to meet you for Clayface. Like, I don't want to meet you for anything else. And he's like, yeah, a lot of people don't talk to me about this. And so just sitting there and talking with him.
Right.
But then
I had a similar experience like that years ago.
Oh, what was the experience?
Well, it was Michael Rooker, right, who played Yondu. This was before he played Yondu. But I was working at this company that was we made military items. And he came to visit our shop, and he walks in and he's like, you know, did a tour and shook, you know, came up to everybody, said hi, and then he's like, hey, I brought, you know, if you guys are interested, I brought some headshots. I'll sign them for everybody. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, you know, he set up in like the conference room and we all went up there, and everybody, of course, that I was there with picked his Tombstone pictures, right? Because, you know, they loved him in Tombstone. And I was like, no, I want the Days of Thunder one. you know him on the Harley in the Days of Thunder. And he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, that's like awesome. If you had a cliffhanger one, I probably would have chose that. But
yeah, I forget.
Like I said, that was before he got the Yondu role. So
yeah, like if you met him now, would you go up to him for Yondu, or would you still go up to him for somebody else?
Well, I'd still go for Days of Thunder. Yeah. Like, I'd probably ask him if he remembers going to our shop just to see, because I'm sure he does.
Hot take: I am not a big Tom Cruise fan, so. Like when I run my movie podcast, that was a movie my buddy pitched for a long time to do. And so I watched
Days of Thunder.
Yeah. And I've never seen it because I don't like Tom Cruise and I don't like Nicole Kidman. And so anytime those two in at movies, I'm like, no, not my thing. But then I heard Roker was in it and I was like, okay, I'll give it a chance. And that was literally to me the best part of that movie. Like him and.
Oh, yeah.
Even their manager, Randy Quaid, like just the fun parts of it. And even Robert Duvall in that movie was good.
Robert Duvall and the old guy that smoking the cigar.
I can't remember.
He played the head of NASCAR. I can't remember his name, but
John C. Reilly was in that movie too, if I'm not mistaken, too. That was one of his first.
There was a lot of good people.
Yeah.
I was born in Daytona, so Beach, Florida. So yeah. It was kind of, you know. The hospital that he was at, I was like, you know, there, you know, born there. So, and I don't know, I really liked that movie. Days of Thunder was awesome. And of course, Top Gun, too.
Yeah. Like, my favorite Tom Cruise film overall would be Few Good Men. Like, that's really one of the only movies I can actually, like, stomach him in. Like, it's nothing with anything, like, it's just, I don't know why there's something with his acting that just rubs me the wrong way. And it's just like, I don't like that. Like,
rubs the Academy the wrong way too.
Yeah, well, like when it comes to Top Gun, it's like I was rooting for Iceman the whole time. Like, yeah, go, man. Like, I wanted Val Kilmer to come out on top.
Rest in peace, Val Kilmer.
Yeah, like, you know, like even him, I didn't like his movies until I watched Tombstone with Val Kilmer, and I just really loved the character. It just, I'll be your Huckleberry. Just have that little cockiness to him just made him fit.
He's very good.
Yeah, like I think I always felt him for Batman because he was not my favorite Batman at all.
Right.
But he was decent.
Yeah, but him in that and in Heat, his reprisal role in Top Gun Maverick was really good.
That was a good scene. I actually cried during that scene. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, that was tough. And yeah, of course, Tombstone. Even though it's probably a hot take, not comic related, but it's Tombstone related. I'm a bigger fan of there's a Kevin Costner Wyatt Earp movie.
Yes,
that's so much better than Tombstone because it covers more of the history, right? And I'm a history buff, so covers like the whole story.
Well, fun fact: did you know Kevin Costner was actually offered that role for Kurt Russell?
Really?
He was offered the role and he turned it down because of that reason. He says, I already did this. Why do I want to do this again?
Want to do it again.
And he just axed it. It was actually really clever when I was reading that. And it was actually a podcast we did on us because we did cover Tombstone. And just saying that, I was like, no way. Like, offered him that. Like, I was like,
Why would you even offer it?
Yeah. But like
that would be like people would think of it a sequel or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Like even Kurt Russell, I think if I'm not mistaken, Kurt Russell was going to play. He wanted to play. Ringo, Ringo. Val Kilmer's role. I can't remember his name for some.
Doc Holliday.
Thank you. I don't know why I was blanking on Doc Holliday for some reason, but he wanted to play Doc, and then they said no.
We got a Doc, which turned out to be the best Doc.
And they gave him Wyatt. And
I will say that Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday is better than the, I can't remember the guy's name that played it in the Wyatt Earp movie.
I can't remember either, but I know I agree 100% there. Like, now we talked about this beforehand. Now, Annika, I do have a question for you, and then I'll go to AJ with this, with the different blind, or not a blind ranking, but it's a this or that situation. Okay, and you agreed to do villains, so I did come up with a list for villains for you. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and start. We'll go, pretty much what will happen is you'll have two characters, you choose one, and it'll go to the next round until all the way to the end. Okay, and there's no changing or anything. You have to stick with what you stick. Okay? So I am going to start you off challenging a little bit more. We are going to start off with Lex Luthor or the Joker. I'm going to get the two hard ones out of the way first, and then we'll go into more interesting.
Okay.
So which do you choose?
Oh, we're starting now?
Okay. Yeah, we're starting. Lex Luthor or Joker?
Yep, Luthor or Joker.
Oh my God, as villains?
As who's the better villain in your eyes? Who's your favorite villain?
This is hard.
Now you know what it's like to be on my side of the table.
Okay, I'm going to have to go with the Joker.
Joker, okay. Okay, so we will go to Joker or Cheetah.
Joker.
Okay. So I'm going off my notes here. I had it here in my head there, and I lost it there, then I did it again. Joker or Darkseid?
Oh my God. Okay. Darkseid.
Wow.
Okay.
That's hard when you gotta keep the person that wins the previous round. It's like, you know, Mortal Kombat.
Trust me, I did this with my buddy the other day. We did horror movies, and I literally had Psycho. When he nailed Psycho, it was like 20 rounds of Psycho just winning each round, because I was like, you're not going to get past Psycho for me. Like, that's
right.
Because I should have put it at the end. Yeah, you should have. Like, but let's go to Darkseid. Or I'm trying to think of my next one here. King Shark.
100%.
King Shark is great.
100%.
All right, we'll go with King Shark or Captain Cold.
King Shark.
Okay. We'll go to King Shark. Or I'm trying to remember my other note here, because I was thinking I was using my Funko Pops today, because I was like, oh, I got to count, you know, which ones I have. We'll go King Shark or Gorilla Grodd.
Wow, that is hard. Oh my God.
What have you seen or read with Gorilla Grodd in it?
There was like a Valentine's Day special thing that I got long time ago. And there was like a little story in there. It was like a one shot with several stories. There was a Gorilla Grodd story in there. That story was
Gorilla
really good.
God and the We Are Yesterday event was really good.
Yeah, it was.
King Shark or Gorilla Grodd? Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to have to stick with King Shark.
King Shark.
Okay. Fair.
Hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now we're going to go to another Task Force X member with him from the last movie they did. King Shark or Polka Dot Man?
King Shark.
Okay. And your last one is going to be King Shark or Sinestro?
King Shark.
King Shark wins.
Yeah, King Shark is a great character. That's why I said, like, I even do them when I make these lists. I'm doing it in my head. Like, how would I put this?
Right.
And that's that tough. First match, I was like, yeah, like, I might have went Lex a little bit just because I like that conniving side. But I actually had Sinestro winning the whole thing in my head. It's like, Sinestro is, like, my favorite character, villain all time. And one of them, at least.
And Kevin Smith directed an episode of The Flash with the King Shark, so that would be...
Yeah, like...
Kevin Smith's awesome. But the live-action King Sharks have been amazing.
Like, I'm a big fan of Sylvester Stallone being the one that voices him in the movies. It's just like a weird role that you would have never thought he would have did, and it just makes sense.
Right.
Kevin Smith, though, one of my favorite directors, one of my favorite comic book writers... You know, he did the Green Arrow series in kind of the early 2000s and made me fall in love with the character.
Yeah.
Very dialogue heavy, but it's worth it at the end.
Yeah, I want to read some of his Daredevil. I've read a couple of his Spider-Mans.
Have fun.
I hear is it good? Is it not good? Is it bad? Good. Is it hard? Is it...
There's a scene in there. I'm not sure if you want this on your podcast, but there's a scene where he actually has Mysterio be one of his villains for a little bit.
Oh.
But he psychs him out where Daredevil actually throws a baby off.
God.
And Black Widow saves him. But it was just the point that I was like,
that it happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Yeah. I remember that's how one of my friends said, that's how I sell it. You want to see Daredevil get off the roof? It's like, no, I don't
actually.
Get off the baby of the roof part.
Right.
When I hear that, I'm just like, why? But then I was like, yeah, it's Kevin Smith. There's probably no rhyme or reason to it. It just happens. Like,
he was bored.
He
dropped a marshmallow off his desk and was like, huh.
He's not even supposed to be there today, right? A little reference.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
But all right, AJ, you ready for your list?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, so you chose heroes.
I did.
So I am going to make you go the same way as I did Annika, and I'm going to have you start with Batman or Superman.
Batman for sure.
Batman.
Easy.
Okay. Batman or the Flash?
Batman.
Batman. Okay. Batman or Green Lantern, Hal Jordan?
I am getting a better appreciation for Green Lantern, but I'm still going to have to stick with Batman.
Batman.
Yeah. I almost chose a villain for Annika for that, where it was Parallax, because I always liked Hal Jordan as a villain, or I liked him
right.
as a hero. And because I always like John Stewart, but you know, that's why I said John Stewart and Jessica Cruz are my two favorite Green Lanterns. So we'll go. So you had Batman, so you go Batman, or I'm going to give you his first protege. We're going to go Nightwing.
That one's hard.
He was cool. That one is hard, but I'm not. He kind of went emo on me in the White Knight, you know, was fighting against Batman. So going Batman.
Batman, okay. Batman or
that's
Wonder
Woman?
Can he make it the whole way?
We'll see. We're going to go Batman or Wonder Woman next.
Again, Wonder Woman has gained a much more, I have a much higher appreciation for Wonder Woman. Was not a fan of the movies, the TV show in the back in the day. I remember watching when I was a kid a little bit. It was all right. But the absolute Wonder Woman is fantastic.
Yeah.
But I still got to go with Batman.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I agree with you. Absolute Wonder Woman's actually doing really good. And I've actually enjoyed it. It's actually one of my favorites.
I can't wait till they meet. I think that's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that. Like, just seeing the setup we've gotten so far, it's like, okay, I'm looking forward to it. We go to Batman or Aquaman.
Again, Aquaman's pretty cool. Who don't like Jason Momoa walking around shirtless, but I have him as a Fortnite character.
You do.
But I do.
You do.
What's her name? Ruined that movie for me. Amber Heard, you know. So I got to stick with Batman.
Batman. Okay. So we go to Batman.
That's what I love about these is the content it creates.
Yeah. And it's fun. It's everybody's opinion, everything like that. That's why I said, like, doing the JSA members for two of my good friends on the, it's just, that was hard for me because it was just like,
yeah.
Like, there's so many I could go with and I don't know what to go with now. And doing JSA villains is which is coming out soon. That was the most difficult list I have ever had to make because it was like they don't stay, like, there's some good ones, but there are like ones that take a long time that's like, okay, how am I going to get this? Like, how am I going to write this and justify this as a villain for the JSA? So I got one more for you. Ready?
All right, one more. Batman's got a chance here.
Batman or Captain Marvel, aka Shazam?
Gonna have to go Batman for the overall winning. He made it all the way through. Again, I am getting a better... And unfortunately, it's what I know more of Batman, right? And I started out as a Batman fan. And I'm slowly getting that appreciation for the other characters.
Exactly.
And so, you know, that could change in a year or two. But right now, Batman, out of all what you've mentioned, is probably at the top. I'm trying to think of another DC character that I would pick over Batman.
I almost threw Hawkman in there, but I didn't know if you really wanted a whole bunch of cons mixed in there. Like,
I'm trying to think, who would I pick over Batman?
That's why I threw Nightwing in there. Mm. Like, I probably would have fought.
Now, if you would have said, like, well, I don't know. It would have been close if you picked, like Robin, like the Chris O'Donnell Robin. Or,
yeah.
You know, that'd have been close.
You're reminding me of my Robin obsession.
You do have a Robin obsession.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. Okay.
Nothing.
I got.
She keeps finding them in the dollar box, you know, Robin comics. I'm like, whatever, well, you know.
Hey, Annika, if it's okay with them too, I actually have a collection of Robin comics that I'm actually going to be getting rid of. I actually bought the little, like, some omnibuses and stuff like that just recently at a con.
Wow.
If you'd like them, I would love to send that to you. I bought them for a dollar as well. So trust me, I'm a dollar for two. So anytime I'd love to send that to you guys. So you guys have.
She would love that. So I'll send you our address.
Sounds like
or you might already have it. Yeah. It's in that link. I publish it, whatever. It's my mom's address. So I don't care. My office is over here at my mom's house, but I spend
just
my days over
us.
Here to help her out.
Oh, no, I'm
don't
not.
Rob us, please.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think that was meant more toward the outside world. I don't worry too much about you coming from California to rob me across the country. Barstow, California is 2,554 miles. And I only know that because I just saw the sign the other day.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Interstate 40. We were down in Wilmington when my brother was in town last week. And we went to the beach because he lives out in Oklahoma. And he wanted to watch sunrise, so we spent the night at the beach, got up, watched sunrise, came back home, and there's a sign as soon as I-40 starts that says Barstow, California, 2,554 miles. I'm like, well, and I've been on most of it. I've been on probably 90% of I-40. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's why I said, like, even with that, I have no problem doing that, because I get comics. And sometimes they're impulse buys, and then I'm just like, oh, I shouldn't have bought that. Like, I'd rather have gotten the bigger books or gotten stuff where I can actually read more and make notes. But like JSA's, that was like, I sold my collection a while back and to help my family out and stuff. And I just finished collecting. That was the only comic I held on from my original. And I just finished collecting the series again. Just single issue.
Wow.
Single issue. Just hunting it down and trying to find it. I would even take no help for it because I was just like, I want to find them on my own.
Right.
And I had found this guy. He's like, I have the whole collection. I'll give it to you for $50. I was like, I'll take it. Like, I'm down.
Wow.
It was that run. And what was nice, it was John's 07. And just, I was like, that was like over 100 and something books in there. And it was just like, yes.
Dang.
Like,
I'm slowly collecting the Mighty Thor series.
So my boss that I was telling him told me he's getting back into comics, and that stuff that he's been trying to do is Thor. He actually traded his Thor comics for the comics I bought off him. And he's just like,
wow.
I regret that decision. I'm like, yeah, I would have too. I'm not regretting it because I got what I wanted.
Right.
No, but but you should never choose.
I would love. I mean, I've got 100. I got about half of them, which is crazy because I find them in dollar boxes, man. Or you go to a convention, it'll be like, you know, one of the conventions went to like 30 for $20. Okay, I will buy 30 of this Thor's for $20, 68 cents a piece or whatever.
Hey, trust me, I totally understand that because every time I go to cons, that's literally what I'm doing. I'll do interviews, but that's why I like having that board strapped to me because I can just sit there in my box and just sit there just, ooh, I got that book now, you know, and I'll just start.
Yep.
Like, I'm collecting right now the Death of Superman and the Reign of Superman runs just to kind of get into that story a little bit because that's my goals. I'd love to cover that one day. go through it all. Because for a long time, I was a Superman hater. I did not like anything of Superman. And it took me a while. I got into him more recently and I've grown to appreciate the character. It was actually through Action Comics 775 that got me into now I understand more what I was missing out on and just fell in love with this character more and more.
I'm really looking forward to the Absolute Superman.
And do you have any questions about it? You know, you can come to me because I'm actually,
all right.
So that's the thing with my stuff too, is I don't cover new stuff right away. It just is a lot to do. I'd rather wait till it ends and then talk.
Then do a cover on it.
Yeah. I'm getting ready to do it. I had it here originally, but I put it over there. I'm doing the JSA year one. So every time I'm reading it, I'm making notes and stuff. So it's just 1, 2, 3 for me to get into. Let's talk about it. You know, let's have some fun with it. But I'm also doing that in Grayson from 2016 and kind of doing a odd video if it's overhated or if it's under. So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to go.
Heck yeah.
But yeah.
All right, Annika, do you want to do your this or that real quick?
Sure.
All right.
Let me pull it up really quick.
We don't do the Mortal Kombat style, but we might have to start doing that. Mortal That's pretty
Kombat.
Fun.
Exactly. We're gonna get copy.
That's why I kept it under 5 seconds for you guys.
Yeah. Is that the rule? 5 seconds?
I think it's 10 seconds, and then it goes copyrighted. And that's what I've had to tell my buddy too on my movie podcast when he does songs. I'm like, keep it down, keep it to under.
Yeah. 20.
He goes, I'm changing the lyrics. I'm like, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
You got it pulled up?
No. My screen went black. Hold on. Okay, I got him pulled up, I think. I will be grading you on this.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is her trick, is she'll give you a grade. I always finish in the negative, and I think unless your name's Stephanie Phillips, she's the only person to ever get positive on this show. So,
set myself up for failure right now.
Yeah, don't have high expectations of getting any points here.
You'll see about this, Dad. Anyways, so first question, okay? Golden Age.
Annika. 1 second. It's, you don't realize this, but this or that in her world has correct and wrong and correct answers.
So the podcast might end right at that point if I can.
No, that's just how you get your points. Yeah, you can be wrong in this or that, which makes no sense. But hey. Annika's world, we just live in it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, go ahead, Annika.
Okay, so Golden Age. Okay, heads up. I am picking one before you answer. Okay?
Okay.
So if you somehow manage to pick the one, you'll get a point.
Okay.
I think Stephanie Phillips read my mind. Okay, anyways, so Golden Age Superman or modern Superman?
I go modern, and the only reason is I always hate that goofy smile on him. So every time you see Batman with a smile, it feels weird. So you can't go.
Tally
can't go
marks. Wrong. You're getting tally marks. Okay. Batman Beyond suit or the Hellbat armor?
Just because of pure nostalgia for me, it's going to go Batman Beyond. That's always been my thing.
Okay. Well, I should probably actually do this. Okay, so you got 100 points for the first one, and I'm going to negative. No, and I'm minusing one, so you have 99 points.
Okay, I'll take the 99 points.
You're getting a running total.
Yeah.
Okay. Alan Scar. Alan. No. Yeah, Alan Scott, Green Lantern, or Kyle Rayner, Green Lantern.
See, this is a 50-50 Lantern. Thing, because I enjoy both. Alan is my JSA guy, so I've always been a supportive person behind it. Doesn't do his tits always right, but he is still an interesting character to see. Kyle Rayner, I actually just got his first appearance the other day. It's one of my favorite stories. So out of pure nostalgia too, because I really love that story because that's when Hal goes bad, I'm going to go Kyle Rayner.
Okay.
I do like Alan Scott. That's a 50-50. That's a 50-50 thing. Like, if by a slim hair, it goes to.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Hugh 98.
Jeez.
I'm so sorry. I feel so bad.
Plenty of time to make it up.
I'll make it up. I'll hopefully get to on the next one.
Okay. Poison Ivy, Echo, Tourist Era, or Anti-Hero Era?
Eco-terrorist?
I can't read.
Again, another 50-50 thing, because I like both. I would go villain. I enjoy her as a villain more than I enjoy her as an anti-hero.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like it fits her more, other than when she's with Harley. Because when Harley, I feel like they work together as an anti-hero group. But I got to go villain.
Yeah. But her, like, I'm talking about her, like, alone.
Oh, yeah. I like her alone in that. My favorite moment with her as a villain, period, is when she used lipstick against Superman in Hush. And so just seeing how powerful she can be like that, I liked her as a villain from that point on. So,
yes. Okay, you have 500 points.
Oh, I made that back. I made the 2 points back.
You did.
Yep.
Trust me, it can go downhill quick.
Okay.
Just temper your expectations.
Okay. Teen Titans Tower T-shape or the Hall of Justice?
Can I go 50-50 on a question? Because I do like both.
You cannot, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. I'm giving you a hint.
Now, are we going Hall of Justice, like Super Friends Hall of Justice, or just Hall of Justice, period?
Period. Dad.
You know what? I'll go Hall of Justice. I like the Teen Titans Tower, but Hall of Justice, again, I remember watching the Super Friends show just all the time. At the Hall of Justice, you know, and I've always liked the Watchtower, but I've always liked the Hall of Justice. So it's kind of goes
you,
both ways.
Okay, you have 499.
Okay,
I'm so
I picked
sorry.
The Teen Titans. Wow.
No.
I just like the T shape. That's really it.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it was awesome.
Okay, Mr. Miracle, Scott Free, or Big Barda?
I like these characters a lot too. Mr. Miracle is one of my top five characters of all time. So I'm going to go Mr. Miracle.
Duh. You're 498. I like Big Barda more. Yeah, I just like saying it.
I like Big Barda. She is a great character. Husband and wife actually on her first appearance too. But Mr. Miracle to me is one of those characters that I've always stood out with a lot more. So I got to give it to Mr. Miracle.
Okay. John Kent or Damian Wayne?
Damian Wayne. I'm going to put it there right now. Damian's always
correct.
I didn't like him originally, but he's grown on me. So I've actually appreciated him as Robin.
You have 100.
I just like that whole mentality.
You have 1,110.
Heck yeah. I've always enjoyed Damian. Especially like the whole mentality of "Hello, Father." You know, can we go king? I will make sure this happens correctly. You know, and he sits there with his sword ready to go. It's just always funny to me to watch him.
Yeah,
love that is hilarious.
Okay, next, Lex Luthor in power suit or Lex Luthor as president?
This might sound like a hot take, but I will go president. I've always liked that power set where he doesn't feel nothing can touch him. And that's what makes him so unique with that position, because you think he's still out for the United States and he's always out for the people. But in the long run, he still has these villainous traits. And I always like that a little bit. So I'm going to go President Luke.
You have 1-1-1-1 because I like
1-1-1-1. Okay. I'll take 11-11. We'll go.
Okay. Catwoman burglar era or Catwoman anti-hero era? Like her alone, not like in the Gotham City Sirens or anything.
I'm going to go burglar. I don't like her with the Sirens. Never have. And I'm going to go burglar.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, Harley and Ivy is a, you know, she's like a third wheel when it comes to that, you know?
Yeah.
Whenever I see her, I go, it's one of those, like, you ever watch, I know you guys probably have, a Thor Love and Thunder when they have the Guardians and then here comes Thor in the middle of it. That's exactly how I look at Catwoman. Just like, I'm here. Like, no.
Yeah.
So, like, just go back. Like, we don't want you here.
Okay. But have you read Gotham City Sirens Unfit for Orbit?
Yes, I have. It's one of those, like, that's it's okay. It's not my go-to, but I've always liked the burglar just because I've always liked that version of Selina.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah, I guess.
How many points did he lose?
I'll stick at 11-11.
Just for that, you get 1-1-1-2.
Okay, I'll take 1-1-1-2.
Okay.
I think she just hates me.
I told you you were my favorite.
But I have video proof that, right? Yeah. I have video proof you don't hate.
Yeah, me. Yeah. I'll make the post for you. I got you. I got you there.
Okay. Crisis on Infinity Earths or Flashpoint? I like Fish better. My fishy are doing well.
See, that's a good event too. Both of them. I'm gonna go Crisis on Infinite Earth. I've always loved George Perez's art. The stakes were real in that. Flashpoint was erased after a certain point where it was just like, oh yeah, we go back to the normal time frame. That's it. It's just like, I liked Batman as Thomas, you know, and always liked that, but I'm going to have to go Crisis on Infinite Earth.
Okay, you have 1-1-1-3.
Okay, I'll take
it. Okay.
All right. Skip the next one, Annika. We got to speed this up a little bit. Getting late for you.
Okay. Killer Croc or King Shark?
King Shark. Easily. I'm not even
going to play
with this hand.
Okay, you have 1-1-1-1-1-8. Okay.
Oh, I went up I went up like 10,000.
What is that?
1-1-1-1-1-8.
I went up like
Jesus.
I went over.
Yeah. You have 111,118 points.
Blue Lantern Corps or Indigo Tribe?
So, funny thing, I am a Blue Lantern Corps member. Or, like, there's tests and stuff that you can do for that, and I've tested into blue. So, I'm going blue. I've always liked the Blue Lantern Corps. All about hope.
I just put another one in front of all of those other ones. Because I'm tired of writing numbers.
1,111,000. Yeah.
Okay. Shazam family or Bat family? Superman's? Oh, wait, sorry. Shazam family or Bat family?
Bat family. I always like Dick Grayson. Correct. I love Red Hood. Batgirl. Amazing.
I just put another one.
You skip the next one. 11 million now.
Okay. Harley Quinn animated series, Harley Quinn animated series Harley, or comic book Harley. This is even hard for me. Why would you put this on here, Father?
I don't know.
I'll allow you to go 50-50 on this one.
Okay, I'll go 50-50 because I do like the show. But I've always been appreciative of the comics with her. If you would have said Batman the Animated Series, that would have been like, yeah, I'm going, you know, BTAS, like, that period. Like, that's just Harley to me. I like comics more, but I'll go 50-50 on.
You have one. All right, skip the next two. 1-1-1-1-1-8.
Way too many. Skip the next two and then do the last two.
Mad Hatter, Mid Control Tech, or Scarecrow Fear Toxin?
Mind Control Tech.
So you said the Mad Hatter Mind Control or the Scarecrow Fear Toxin? Scarecrow Fear Toxin. I've always liked that too. Very intriguing.
I was impressed with the way they used Mad Hatter's ability in the.
Oh, yeah. I do like Mad Hatter, but I can't get past his goofy design in Batman the Animated Series. Every time I see him, that's all I think of. So it's got.
And like Alice in Wonderland. I just want, like, it. Come on.
Exactly.
Make a new character.
Exactly.
Okay. Justice League International or Justice League Unlimited?
I'm going Justice League Unlimited. I will go Justice League Unlimited. I like International.
Okay.
I like Guy Gardner getting punched in the face in that case, but I gotta go.
Okay. So, can I tell you your final score?
Go right ahead.
Your score
it's positive,
is
apparently
1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
Hey, I'll take it.
111,111,111.
Is that more than Stephanie Phillip?
It probably is.
No, that can't be right.
I don't. No, it can't be more than Stephanie Phillips.
We're gonna drop you down to next.
You're in the
1-1.
Look, you're in the positive, just under Stephanie Phillips.
I was waiting for her to say, "You know what? We're gonna go negative 1-1-1-1-1."
Right?
Yeah. I'll just put a minus sign. Here's my paper.
Oh my goodness, we can't read it. It's like Whose Line Is It Anyway? Everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Exactly. That's a great way to put it.
Right?
I'm Drew Carey.
I'm Drew Carey. Yep.
I'll be your Greg Proops or your Ryan Stiles, whatever, or Colin Mockery, whatever.
Right? Great show. Great, great show.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple more questions here. Absolutely. They're fun questions. You've already answered the first comic book, JSA, right? Was that also your first favorite? Who was your first favorite superhero?
So, you know, you could always go Batman because of Batman, the Animated Series. But my first hero that I really, truly enjoyed, that I actually, like, my love for this character didn't come till the years later. Because at the time, I was just reading comics just to read them. I didn't really have, like, a favorite to go to. But I would go The Question. The Question was always my first love, and I've always, like, I love the JSA as a team. So if you said favorite team, absolutely JSA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But The Question to me was a character I was introduced to Justice League show, and then I started reading them. And then Renee became The Question at one point. And I fell in love with Renee Montoya as one of my favorite characters of all time. So just having her story come in. But I would say The Question was just so intriguing to me that I was like, I like this guy that has no face on him and is just a detective. Like, it just is intriguing. And I would say that was my first, like, superhero love. Like, if I had to go to JSA, it'd be, it was actually, who was it? I had quite a few in that. I actually would go or Sanderson Hawkins or Adam Smasher, which is right here. It was also one of my other favorite heroes.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite current series?
Current series. I really enjoy Justice League Unlimited. That has been one of my one reads. Anything with Mark Waid's hands on it, I'm absolutely reading. Lemire's JSA run is really good. I have really enjoyed that. Outside DC, Transformers. I feel, even though Johnson, I believe, just went off, he's no longer writing the series, but Johnson's run was just phenomenal. Like, just... when you off some of the more important Transformers right in the beginning, it actually made for an intriguing story. It was just like, okay, there's no Bumblebee. Good. Like, I don't want Bumblebee. I hate saying that. It's like, I want a story, you know? And
Right.
It just, I would say those and TMNT were right away like my main ones I've been reading.
Okay. If you could live in any comic book universe, which one would you choose? You have to say DC, right?
DC to me is where I would go. I don't know why the last Ronin TMNT world came into my mind too.
I haven't read it yet. I have it up here. I haven't read it.
I wish I would have pulled it out. I have it slabbed, signed by Eastman and Liard.
Wow.
The number one. It was one of my prized possessions. I still own it. I'll never sell that bad boy. Like, that cost me a lot of money to do all that.
Yeah.
Never once.
Heck yeah.
But yeah, I would go DC, and I would mainly go Metropolis, and I wouldn't go Gotham, which is really weird for me. I would probably go Metropolis.
A little cleaner.
Well, there's more stuff that happens that's more intriguing there.
Yeah, superhero, you know. Yeah,
I monster can see that. Fights.
If you could have any superpower, what would you choose?
Super speed. And I've always went, this is so funny for me to do. I was asked this the other day. I said, I can get fat. I can eat whatever I want. It burns off quick. And I can get to wherever I want to, you know, and get stuff done pretty quick. I'd go super.
Exactly.
I don't want to.
I like that.
I would probably get off the ground and I'd look down and I'd fall. So I'd go like, nope.
That's great. Which comic book character would you want as your sidekick?
Oh, easily. I've said it before. I'll say it again, Renee. Renee Montoya being the person I gravitate to the most. I feel like her and I would be great in that. The other one would be Martian Manhunter. I've always liked Martian Manhunter for a reason there too. And I've always...
That absolute Martian Manhunter is trippy.
Oh, it. I remember starting to read that on DC Infinite and I just went, what am I reading? And it took a little bit, and then finally it's like, okay, I kind of see where they're going.
Yeah.
But no, those two would be my main two.
All right, it's the last one I have. If your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
That's a good one. Chaos in the DC world, I'd probably go with, because that's exactly where I'm at right now. It's like anything DC Comics, I'm scrambling for who I'm going to cover, who I'm going to do here. And it's just like, I go chaos in the DC, you know, universe. Like, that's just how I look at it. I'll get DC away from crisis and we'll go chaos, you know? So I'll do one way or.
That's awesome. Annika, do you have any questions you want to ask?
Who is your favorite cover artist?
That's another.
She does like asking this one.
I like Goyer, who actually does this one right here. Goyer's always been one I've gravitated to a lot. That is a good question. I do like Jim Lee's art. I do like his covers. I think they're great when they come out. Capullo's cover arts are great. But it depends for me with Capullo, because there are some I don't like. But my favorite always is Batman and Spawn. When he does the cover for that, that's amazing. Yeah, I would probably go Jim Lee and Goyer. Goyer is just because I always had a love for his art. So anytime I see him, I'm gravitating.
She's a huge DNA fan, David Nakayama.
Yeah. That's a great.
She gets all the Harleys in the DNA cover.
If I find.
And we've gravitated towards a lot of Scotty Young stuff too. That stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
My buddy's big Scotty Young collector, and anytime we go, that is exactly we ended up getting the covers for Star Wars. It was the Darth Vader, and then you had one with Princess Leia and one with the normal Star Wars, and it's just one big picture and the cover.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, I actually had Wade sign it this year, and then we already had Scotty Young sign it, so
sweet.
Fun to have that in our collection.
We haven't met Scotty Young. Well, we haven't met a lot of people. We did meet the co-creator of Deadpool.
There you go.
Francis.
Fabian.
His name. Fabian, thank you.
I got to meet him, too, at this last year. They called me out here in San Jose.
He was funny. Then we got to meet Ron Garney,
ooh,
who did some Thor stuff. Some five issues that got a Thunder. So
If Fabian was cool, I got to meet him, but I took him Cable number one. I didn't take him Deadpool. He goes, you know what? I
like- she took a Barbie that he edited back in the early 90s. And he was like, what? He's like, he opens the cover. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember these people.
I remember meeting Denny Cohen, who co-created Static Shock and Hardware and a couple and Icon and all them. And I got to meet him because he also did the art for The Question with Dennis O'Neill. And so I had him sign this book and he goes, oh, yeah, this is when I had him smoke weed. And it's like, what? I was like, what?
What?
I was like, now I gotta go back and read this again. So I'm sitting there trying to go back and read all this. I'm like, no way. And I got to meet Jerry Conway. And I went up there not for the first appearance of Punisher, nothing like that. I took him to the first appearance of Vixen because he was the writer of that. And so he's like, I haven't seen this in a while. And it's like, yeah, I like Vixen. And doing that and doing pictures with him and stuff was just really good. He was eating, so I stopped him from eating, so I felt guilty. But nobody was in his mind.
Yeah.
If I don't do it now, I'm never going to.
Right. Nobody's going to. Yeah. It was really weird because we were standing there. I just got a signed print from Ron Garney. And Fabian was, but he wasn't there, but his booth was right next door. So I was like stepping out of the way, you know, kind of in front of Fabian's booth, you know, and then all of a sudden he showed up. So I ended up being like second or third in line. Because as soon as he got back, like everybody started rushing. I'm like, well, I guess I'm not moving. So yeah. That was pretty cool. We had fun at that convention. Got to meet a lot of couple people that I've interviewed on here. Got to meet them in person. We got recognized a little bit by some people, so that was fun. Annika has to get used to that. That tripped her out a little bit. But hopefully we'll get to cross paths with you one of these days.
Absolutely. Have you ever ended
up with... Do you travel outside?
I do.
California?
I do at points. Not all the time, but that's
yeah,
one of my
course.
Areas. My podcast partner for my movie side lives in Tennessee. So I'm trying to go out there a little bit and spend some time out there with him and stuff. He used to live in California. Now he moved out there, which I'm like, but you should move out here. I'm like, no. Even though I don't like California, I don't want to move to Tennessee. I ain't gonna.
Why not? What's wrong with Tennessee?
I think right after he moves, when they have like the tornado, like I know they're always known for tornadoes, but they haven't moved that storm out there. And when I heard what he went through, like, nah, ain't gonna happen, buddy. I'm not doing that.
We get some tornadoes. We get hurricanes. You know, we get some bad weather.
We get
we're in North Carolina, yeah, so we just over.
We get earthquakes out here, so trust me, I totally understand.
Yeah, you're gonna like. Yeah, no, earthquakes, man. No. California's going to fall in the ocean. That's what they keep telling me since I was a kid. So
I've already made my decision on moving to like Idaho if I move anywhere else. So that's exactly.
Oh, okay. Idaho.
Yeah. I've always loved it.
I tell you, we went to South Dakota. I'd move to South Dakota in a heartbeat.
One of my friends lives up there and he loves it. And it's just like, you know, somebody I graduated high school with, he just loves it up there. And I'm just like, good for you. And he goes, you want to come up here? Not yet. I'm like, no, yeah. I'll wait a little bit. But no, I appreciate you guys having me on and talking comics.
Yeah, man.
And we'll get together soon. I'd love you guys to come on the channel and do some projects with me that's coming up.
Sure.
So
be glad to. Send me a note.
We're doing
it. We'd love to have you back.
Yeah. We're also doing a Teen Titans draft soon. So if you guys are interested, let me know. We're going to have like a
group
of us and we're going to just draft a team until we
get
8 characters. So I'm curious if you guys are interested. I'll send you the guys the deets and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah, we might be able to do that. Absolutely. Message me. Let me know. We'll keep in touch. And this was awesome. Thanks for joining. This was a great, you know, fun time. Different, something different to do. Annika got to join from home, and she's doing great with these. So I love introducing her to new people and, you know, learning. And hopefully we'll get to see you at a convention sometime. And who knows? We might make it to California. We'll see. We're going to Michigan and Terrificon in Connecticut. And we're doing Midwest and East Coast for now, but we'll see.
if you ever are, let me know. We'll do some comic shopping videos. We'll go around and we'll start.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Videos right there. Absolutely.
It might be worth just the trip out just to do that. Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm in Modesto. I'm actually about Modesto. An hour out from Sacramento. Okay. Yeah. I'm an hour out from Sacramento.
Okay.
But there's stores up by the beach that I love going to for comics, and they're yeah. often. It's just funny.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, thanks again for joining. Annika, good night. Get some sleep for school tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm tired.
All right, I'm gonna stop recording.
In a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Anakin, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.